What a shame. Not a shame for you to be joining the Hitting Hybrids podcast. What a shame. Liv had me, and they lost me. Welcome to the Hitting Hybrids podcast. Playing hurt, ladies and gentlemen, I have said that the podcast is back after taking, it was probably 4 or 5 months off. But now we're back, and I'm going to show you I am committed to this by having a Playing Hurt episode. This is my flu game. Shout out Michael Jordan. You could hear it. I'm sure this is going to sound terrible. My voice sounds weak. But the big guy's been trucking through. I had a hell of a week. We're going to get into this live thing. But let me say this. I had a hell of a week. I was sick during the week. Friday night, I said I just need a weekend of rest, honey. I know we got some stuff planned. But we need a weekend of rest. Well, on Friday night, I decided to play tennis for 5 straight hours. Play probably 6 sets of tennis. Sweating it all out. Don't get home till probably like 1:30 in the morning. 1:30 in the morning. I'm up early. Daughter's birthday. It's daughter's birthday. They want breakfast in the bed. We have activities planned all day for her. And then that night we have a group dinner that the wife, I forgot about. I'm designated driving. I'm exhausted, still feeling sick. I was out till 2:30 in the morning. I'm banging on a Taco Bell drive-thru window yelling, please bring me a plastic bag. My buddy's going to puke. This was a guy that said he needed rest. 2:30 in the morning. Please, I need a bag. And he's in the third row of my wife's car that I don't know how to work the seat. I can't get the guy out. He's trapped. All I wanted was a nice, quiet weekend. Fast forward this morning, we got a kid's birthday party here on Sunday. It was an absolute dogfight. I didn't get any better. I'm feeling pretty weak. Full day, people here cooking. I did a bolognese for the adults. I did, the kids were cooked and stuff. It was just nonstop. And I finally get to sit down and I get to watch a little live golf. And here we are. And they cut out of the playoff. They cut out of the playoff. I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, but if you're watching live, you're going into the playoff between Joaquin Niemann and Sergio Garcia, two solid names, and the CW cuts to the local news. I mean, I'm still paying attention to this on Twitter here, or X. People still calling it X? Oh, there it is. Niemann wins in a playoff. Looks like there was some night golf. Here, listen to this. Here we go. This is Niemann putting. You know what? That looked pretty fun. That would have been fun to watch. And here we are catching up on Twitter. I was just sitting there like, where the news is on? Maybe they're coming back. They certainly are just, maybe they're just getting these guys need massages. These live guys are pretty, pampered. They're just getting massages between the playoff holes. Like, okay, we'll be back. We got plenty of time. And then they don't even come back to it. I'm just watching the news. I'm watching the weather. Someone's got their tractor stolen down here, and I'm finding out about it. Like, what? Where is this thing? So I flip over to YouTube, and the live stream is not working. You had me. The PGA at Pebble Beach is a monsoon right now. So it was third round coverage. You get John Rahm, your new shiny little toy, and Hatton, who's part of his team thing. You get all these eyeballs. There's no football. This is the perfect kickoff for you guys. And you lost us. But here I am. I said I'm going to be more open to live this season. I think it certainly helps. We've got a lot of our buddies going back and forth on this. And it's, everyone's coming back saying this is a pretty good leaderboard. And that's a big part of it. You get the names up there. You paying for these guys. they got to be up there. I was saying about the PGA Tour recently. Like, there's got to have some names up there, and there was enough names to capture me. But here we are. I think someone on my TikTok, at Hitting Hybrids on TikTok, I do want to say a quick shout-out to Foresight Golf. Foresight Golf is a new partner in a few areas, including golf simulators. So we're finalizing some deals, but Foresight Golf, check them out if you need a golf simulator. They have the ones that go over your head. Perfect if you have any lefties. If you're building a simulator, you never thought about this. A lot of these people have simulators, and they have the one that's portable. Well, if you have a buddy that's a lefty, every time you have to go and move the thing back and forth, I know, you know, champagne problems if you got a golf simulator, but you get the ones that have the ones over your head, or they have the ones that you could be right down. You have a bunch of righty buddies watching Tucker Carlson hitting some golf balls. You're going to be set. So Foresight Golf, excited for them. Let's get into a little bit of a review of this live broadcast. During my daughter's birthday party, would you believe it, Matt Hubbard, who has been on the show before, the guy who was my NBC, I'm calling NBC Matt, he's the graphics guy. This guy eats up graphics. He does all the NBC and Golf Channel graphics. He's all over. He runs the graphics department, if I wasn't clear about that. Once again, playing hurt, playing sick, tired, hungover, designated driver. Matt Hubbard, he was tuned into Live Golf, and he was not happy with it. And it's too busy. There's too many graphics. I just think, you know, NBC has a lot. It's very classic looking, and Liv is very different. So he wasn't a fan. I said I thought there was a lot of commercials. My man Cup, he called it out perfectly that the commercials are still targeting old white men. So we're still, you know, that's what the audience is apparently for watching live golf. Certainly a lot of young people are out there. # grow the game. You can't bet on Liv Golf. So I'm sitting here tuning into this thing, like, okay, I'll be excited here. Let me, you know, put a unit on Jon Rahm. That was my thought. But in the betting world, maybe it's just the app I have, but you can't bet on Liv Golf. I thought that was interesting. Once again, you have this beautiful setup here. So I think I'll be interested to see what the ratings were. I thought some of the best parts of Liv were the drone footage. They do these super fast whipping around aerial views of these drones, and they come around the hole almost like you skid on a bicycle or a car skids back, and it comes to the back of the green, skids there, just like I just showed you an awesome hole. So really good drone footage. Love that. A lot of stats. They're very into the stats and the technology. Anywhere from this graphic that would show you miss left of the fairway, here's the average score of the hole. Miss right, here's the average score. And then if you are in the fairway, you're par below 3.90. I find that interesting. I want to know where the miss is really going to hurt you. Had some great graphics on these putting lines. Showed the line, showed the slope, showed the percentage. Really enjoyed that. A lot of these graphics, though, you know, maybe this graphics guy here, and he agreed, they're jamming them in at you. And maybe it's the old man eyes here, but I can't see. I couldn't see what they were saying. And then there's one. I was like, okay, there's a graphic up there. No idea what it is. And it's like, oh, I think that's swing speed. Okay, all right. Now they're showing swing speed comparisons of blah, blah, blah versus blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. I'm interested in it. I just have to squint or I need binoculars. Music. Music super distracting. I keep looking around like, is there music going on in my house? It just feels like you're just on the other side of the golf course, which I think in this case, Mayakoba, it feels like the resort pool's right next door, and you're just hearing the music and the echo. So it's a very small percentage of people that actually are benefiting from the music, because the crowds, noticed if you've been watching, not a lot of crowds. They can't hide it. It's almost like you're on vacation, come and watch it. Here's a golf course. So, you know, the music is for these small crowds, where if you're going to get eyeballs, majority of people are watching on the CW till they cut it, or YouTube, or they're following along on social media. I was trying to, old man, I couldn't figure out how to, went to TikTok Live trying to find someone streaming this thing. I just couldn't, not even close. So I think, gotta kill the music. It's just, enough is enough, all right? We get it. We get it. You know, my buddy, also shout out Cup, made a great point. It's, you got to get better courses. Why are, he named some, you know, why aren't they at Ballybunion, Cypress, Seminole, Friars, you know, Friars Head? You know, why are they not at some of these courses? You got to, I started looking through the list of the courses, and here they are for this coming live season. So obviously, we were at Mayakoba right now. Then they're going to Las Vegas Country Club, which I've played. I think that's the course in Casino where they land the plane on it. I think that's the course also where Tiger had his first, one of his first wins on the PGA Tour. Las Vegas Country Club, maybe they've run done it. I mean, it was a sandbox last time I remember, so. Royal Greens in Saudi Arabia is next. Then we're going to have Hong Kong Country Club. Okay. Doral, everyone knows Doral. We were there at Doral this past last year, so Doral, Blue Monster, love it. The Grange Club, golf club in Australia. I consulted my my international correspondent because he's down in Australia, and I just said, hey, is this a good course from Australia perspective? And he said there's apparently better options. The Melbourne Sand Belt from New South Wales, which I've played. Royal Sydney, Cape Wickman. So he's putting in a 15, top 15 to 20 Australian course. A little inside knowledge here. He's saying the reason they won the bid, the course, was because the state government in South Australia paid a ton for it. So things, deals happening under the table. That's so live. That's so live. So live, guys. Feeling sick. But we're going to push through. What else here? Then we have the Santosa in Singapore, the Golf Club of Houston, the Grove in Tennessee. I got excited when I saw the Grove. I was thinking Jordan's spot in Florida, the Grove. How did they get that? That changes everything. But no, it's the Grove in Tennessee, which I need to look into. That sounds interesting. The Real Club in Spain, JCB in UK, and then Old White, the Greenbrier in August. Like, the first course that came to my mind is, since they've hosted a major venue, why are they not just going to Chambers Bay? Chambers Bay, find these coastal spots. You're not worrying about having to host a ton of people there. So you're getting the people that are out there, the locals. Some people are traveling. You're going to go to Mayakoba, go find Chambers Bay. If that tournament with those names, Chambers Bay, and you get to see it again, we haven't seen it since Spieth had the backdoor victory at the U.S. Open. Why are we at a Chambers Bay? So, overall thoughts, ways to improve live, better courses, kill the music, and then finally, more behind-the-scenes access. I thought that was really interesting. They were going into the team rooms of these guys because, once again, it is busy. The scoreboard's busy. I lost the team stuff. It's so many things moving on. Oh, they got to kill the shotgun start, too. Shotguns, kill the shotgun start. It's just, these guys are finishing at different times and holes to go. Kill the shotgun start. Figure it out. You don't want to wake up early. Play better, I guess. But they do these like team things where they go into the locker room. You hear these motivational speeches. You know, quote, motivational. You get a little bit more access, you know, to these guys. So I'm kind of thinking it's the playing off the Netflix Full Swing deal where you're getting behind-the-scenes access. Give me behind-the-scenes access to, if these guys are a team, I want to see them doing team stuff. Maybe it's team bonding, you know, team, you know, maybe give me a little bit of someone. Like, I would have loved to see a little Matt Wolf, Brooks Koepka interaction of Brooks being like, why don't you pick your shit up, pal? You're hurting the team here. Maybe you're not made to be here. Like, let's see more of that stuff. I mean, that's going to get us tuned in. So, yeah, kill the music too. Yeah, kill the music. But I will say this, for a Sunday afternoon, it's all about pace of play in terms of watching golf as well. The pace of needing a Sunday, a little bit of a nap, a little bit of a shut the eyes, something in the background. It's fast. You can't relax to it. You can't relax. And just being able, I put the third round on. I was watching a lot of the third round of Wyndham Clark, seeing Pebble. So once again, having an aesthetically beautiful course, good names, and watching a round that I didn't get to see any shots from yesterday. So it was not like I was rewatching this. I didn't watch any of golf yesterday. But it was really nice to watch Pebble Beach. I think it's going to come down to who's in it. you're going to get these names that are, you know, if the leaderboard is, you know, JT Poston and, you know, Keith Mitchell battling it out versus Brooks Koepka, DJ, and Rahm, I think you know where you're going to find the clicker. I think you're going to find it. Just don't go to a playoff where the CW bites you hard. I will say, the Pavone and Dimitri, I did that post a few weeks ago, and people were coming at me about, you know, not supporting the young golfers, the no names, if you will. These guys are trying to make a name for themselves. And Pavone won at the Amex. Dimitri was up there, and here they are on the leaderboard. They're up there at Pebble. Are those going to be the names that you kind of start? That we learn more of? Are these going to be the next guys? I don't even know their ages. Like, are they going to be the Will Zalatoris or the Cameron Young this year? There's always one name out there that really comes up. Like, Scheffler, obviously, was named. Now he's sticking around. So I wonder who is going to be that guy that is a name that we're not talking about, but after 2 months of the season, 3 months of the season, we're saying this guy could be here to stay. The match is back. That is going to be with Rose Zhang, Rory McIlroy, Max Homa, and Lexi Thompson. These things. I mean, I don't know much about Rose. Let's just call her Rose. Having trouble with that one. She is the next American star. She's, what, 16 years old? Like, let's see the game this girl has. Okay. Rory McIlroy, we saw Rory with Tiger and versus JT and Spieth, and I thought he was a little bit of a snooze. I don't think he's the best person to put out there right now, especially with him backtracking on people going to live because it's his buddies. Okay, let's put him out there. Max Homa, you love Max Homa. Ryder Cup superstar, social media darling. You love him. So he's good, and he's good with a mic. And then Lexi Thompson, who just walks around so angry. She's always angry looking. She's not look. I mean, I'm excited to learn about it, but I don't know. Not too excited about the match. I'd be interested to hear if you are. I am sorry. Hopefully that's not coming in too hard. In other golf news, Anthony Kim reported to be joining LIV in early March. If anyone thought that it was even a question that he should choose the PGA Tour over LIV is ridiculous. I mean, this is going to be guaranteed million. I think he, money. You give what? Give him 30. You know, if his insurance policy was 10 million, let him. He takes 30 to come back, and then fights for those purses. If it's 20, does he take 40? Does he take 30? I don't know what he takes. Nonetheless, this guy is going to be a lightning rod. You know, hasn't played on tour since 2012, and he's coming back. Who's not going to want it? He had a great swing video and good sunglasses, too. So I'm excited to see Anthony Kim. And then finally, Full Swing coming back. Here are the names. March 6th, so it'll be a crazy week of March golf. Speaking of crazy weeks of golf coming up, Pinehurst for my tournament. So we'll be doing some Pinehurst stuff and previews coming up. I'm excited for that. But here are the names for Full Swing on March 6th. Rory McIlroy will be featured, Justin Thompson, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Tom Kim, Joel Damon, Matt Fitzpatrick, Alex Fitzpatrick, Wyndham Clark, Keegan Bradley, and Justin Rose, along with Ryder Cup captains Luke Donald and Zach Johnson. I mean, the Ryder Cup is just going to be brutal to watch all that. But Rory being involved in that, excited to see. I mean, the Keegan Bradley, you know it's going to hurt. They got him getting the phone call of not getting on the Ryder Cup team. That is going to be a brutal scene to go through. Wyndham Clark, U.S. Open, that will be really good. No Brooks. And, I mean, obviously he had the win at the PGA. I mean, the name that's not on here, I guess it's because it's PGA Tour players, but the Michael Block will be the story that will steal this season. So JT didn't have a good season either, but he's featured. So I'm interested to see that storyline, and Dustin Johnson back again. So before we finish up here, the last thing we're going to do is golf season is kicking off. So we're going to do the top golf excuses. So people, as I said, my golf tournaments coming around the corner, a lot of people are, you know, in the South, you know, rounds are starting to happen. You're going to get a lot of golf excuses. So we're going to go through some of those. But I'm hoping next week we do a Super Bowl preview. I have a couple buddies that want to maybe talk some Super Bowl bets, maybe props, maybe things about the game, overall thoughts about the season. We'll wrap the NFL off in a nice bow as we head into this. Early leans on this, I'm just going to keep committing to Kansas City. Let's make make an emotional memory for all these people. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, a romantic ride off in the sunset. And the NFL has just made a whole new audience. I think it's, and the line's close enough, so why not go Chiefs? I don't want to root the Chiefs. I'd rather, let's see the Niners get it done. But I think that's where we're going to go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I once again appreciate you sticking in for this this podcast. I really think I probably sound terrible. So, but it's a quick one. It's a short one. It's me showing you're committed. Follow me on at Hitting Hybrids. Make sure you are. I'm trying to get the logo changed on the podcast as well. Tell your friends about the podcast. Hey, you want to know a good golf podcast? I've been looking at the stats too. So I want to say before we do the top golf excuses, thank you for people that are listening there. It's been a nice return and hearing that people are actually enjoying the show. Leave a review if you can. Tell your friends. Join the Hitting Hybrids podcast. We love talking golf. We love golf content. Being silly. Life's too short. Okay. Top excuses when you're coming back from winter golf that you're saying because you're a bad golfer. Easy one. I haven't played in weeks. I haven't played in months. My game needs to be at the range. Just blaming the time. It's an early one. It's almost expected. You start duffing them or just, you know, shitty short game. We know. You haven't been playing. You don't have to tell us. Blaming the greens. Early, easy one to blame on everyone. The greens were, you know, screwed up from winter. They're too hairy. You know, they're, I don't remember the pace of these. You know, the fairway is the fairway. The layout's the layout. The greens, you can blame it for a lot of different things. So easy one there. The holidays came around. A lot of us got new golf clubs, maybe new wedges, new drivers, new equipment, new golf balls. Blame the equipment. I'm not used to my clubs. I got new clubs. I'm sure I'll be saying that. You know what's really interesting? And if anyone in, you know, the Northwest Arkansas area knows, I need to figure out where to get fitted. I need to get these clubs fitted. Do I have enough time to get them fitted? I'm not changing the shafts or anything, but just the lie angle and everything. Do I have enough time to get this done? I don't know how long this takes. I feel like I need some help here. But I shouldn't get my new clubs fitted here before I go to Pinehurst. So need to figure that out. But I will be bad shot, not used to the clubs. But once again, a good craftsman never blames his tools. How about Christmas? You get a little coal in your stocking and you didn't get any clubs. So you're coming out thinking, you know what? Didn't get the driver I needed. I got one more season with this thing. I haven't got that wedge I needed. You know, if you didn't get the club you needed, you're going to be still searching for it. I've just had a lesson. You know, I'm not a golf lesson guy. Obviously, whatever works for whatever people. But, you know, guys coming out, yeah, I decided to get a lesson just to, you know, hone in early in the season. And it's going to take me a while to figure this out. You know, I'm working on this new move here, you know, grip switches, just lessons can screw people up. And if your buddy's going through them, you're going to have to hear about it. So injuries, I've tweaked my back. Yep, I've been sitting around. I haven't swung a golf club in a while. By, you know, back nines are going to be backs hurting. I tweaked my back, easy excuse. Let's see. The round's taking too long. I think that's a little bit more of an endurance thing. You know, you'll see scores that are coming in where guys are just getting lazy, getting a little wristy, slicing ones away. Endurance is everything, especially, you know, if you're walking courses. I could see that being it. So that's the list of the top golf excuses. Hopefully I keep everything playing well. I'm going to try to play this weekend, get the clubs out there, play with my buddy who was one of the top golfers at Purdue, a scratch golfer. hopefully I make it through the week, but it's time to shut it down. Thank you for joining the Hitting Hybrids podcast. Once again, go tell your friends. hit join on TikTok, download Apple, Spotify, go check out Foresight Golf.